As we prepare to enter into our prayer time this morning, let me share with you the joys and concerns that have been written in our Book of Celebrations. Beginning with the joys, you may or may not be aware that every week when our children gather for the children's choir, they share joys and concerns, and they wrote them in the book this week. They express joy for having grandparents visit, birthdays, parties, and friends. Certainly all good things. And we do have some concerns as well. Harry and Sylvia Bingham had asked for prayers for Sylvia's son-in-law, Craig. And you may be aware that Harry, who was a hospice patient, passed away early this past week, actually on Tuesday evening. We don't have any details yet regarding Harry's service, but we will keep you posted as they come. And we also keep in our thoughts and prayers the family of Paul Zirkle. Paul passed away on Monday of last week. His service will take place here at St. John's this Friday, April 8th, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon with a calling time from 3 until 4. No doubt each one of you comes this morning with your own particular joys and concerns. Let us be confident that as we pray, our God is listening. Let us be together in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, creator of all life and ever eager to do a new thing, we come before you now with hearts, minds, and hands wide open to receive what you have to offer. As scary and as difficult as new things can sometimes be, help us to trust you to show us the way. Help us to remember that all things are difficult before they are easy. Grant us the courage to give freely of ourselves that we might experience all you have to offer. O God, our hearts continue to ache for the people of Ukraine, separated from loved ones, living with uncertainty, filled with fear and ever in harm's way, as Russian troops destroy buildings, lives, and futures. May we be generous in sharing what we have, so that millions of refugees fleeing their homeland may have what they need to survive and start anew. We pray also, O God, for those closer to home, whose lives have been tossed about by recent natural disasters, tornadoes, floods, extreme weather of all sorts. May we find ways to be of help to those whose lives have been turned upside down in the wake of that which is beyond their control. We ask you, O God, to comfort those who have lost loved ones in recent days, and pray especially for Harry's family and Paul's family. May those who mourn feel you holding them close, providing them with strength beyond their own to deal with the challenges of these days. As we weep with those who weep, so too we rejoice with those who rejoice. As birthdays and anniversaries are celebrated, as weddings are planned and babies are born, we give thanks for all that brings us joy and for all those who give us reason to celebrate. Loving God, hear now our silent prayers as we offer up to you what is on our heart, on our minds, and may we listen for you, O God, in the quiet. Thank you, God, for being ever present, ever eager to respond, always within reach. Guide us as we seek to embrace the new things that are a part of life, a part of growing, a part of learning. Help us to trust you every step of the way. For this we pray with thanksgiving in Christ's name. Amen. As you arrive for worship today, you had an opportunity to place your offering in the plates by the doors. We pause now to bring those gifts forward, to dedicate them as we join together in singing our doxology.
Loving God, in a time when so much begs for our attention and our resources, how amazing it is that people have gathered today in body and in spirit. How amazing it is that so many throughout the years have chosen to offer up their gifts here, have chosen to invest in one another and in the ways in which we together are listening to your new voice and acting upon your call. Guide us as we seek to use the gifts that have been offered this day. May we continue to offer you our gifts of many kinds, knowing that when we serve and honor you, we serve and honor one another. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. As you go out into the world from this time of worship, I pray that you perceive what God is doing anew in your life and in the life of our church. I pray that you take time to pause, to see and to love extravagantly who is right in front of you, knowing that as you do, you love extravagantly the Christ who extravagantly loves us back. And may you know that no matter what this day, this week, or the remainder of this Lenten season holds, God holds you. The peace of Christ surrounds you and sustains you, and the power of God's Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you this day and every day. Amen.